You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Three times from verses 1 to 6, the word mystery has been mentioned. Ano ba tong misteryo na to? Nakita natin yung video, di ba? It's about having a mystery. Marami kasing misteryo sa panahon ngayon. Ha? Marami talaga. Actually, I tried to do some little research and I found out one of among the top 10 mysteries in our age, in our day and age, are the following. Alam nyo ba ang mystery? It's something that is difficult to understand. Parang mahirap i-explain. Yun po ang misteryo. Yan ang definition. And I want to show you a few pictures of the present-day mysteries that they still haven't really fully explained. First is a picture of the Shroud of Turin, okay? Alam niyo yung meron daw piece of cloth. This is a documented. It's in one of the churches. There is a piece of cloth, and they believe this was the very face of Christ Jesus during His suffering. It was carbon dated, okay, dated back to the Middle Ages. Pero yung iba, yung mga ibang skeptics, siya naniwala, hindi, dinrowing lang yan, steer lang yan. Yung iba, they believe may miracles kapag natatouch mo yun. How about this picture? The Bermuda Triangle. Huh? Sabi nila, dito sa lugar na to, kung saan man yan, okay, sa somewhere there, yan, Puerto Rico, Miami, Florida, in that triangle, may mga maraming ships na nawawala. Mga tao, di na bumabalik, may mga treasures daw dyan. Sabi nila, baka may portal daw dyan to another dimension. I don't know. Okay, but that is a mystery to us. Sabi nila, yung Loch Ness Monster, totoo daw, may mga dinosaurs, may mga fossils, okay, mga Bigfoot. Okay, hinahanap pa nila si Bigfoot dahil kailangan nila i-prove ng mga tao galing sa mga tsonggo. Okay, naniniwala ba kayo doon? Okay, tignan nyo yung katabi nyo. Napakaganda, napakagwapo, hindi po ba? Okay, malayo sa tsonggo. Anyway, there was also this photo taken during the assassination of President Kennedy. Okay, merong isang babae doon sa picture. Okay, ang sabi nila, dun sa ina-analyze nila si yung babushka lady kasi nakabalot na parang isang Russian grandmother. Alam nyo ba kung ano yung babushka? Kung if you've been to Russia, you know, there's a, yung mga trains doon, pagpunuan, parang MRT natin, pagpunuan, oh, siksigan, di ba? May mga malalaking babae, kasi mga Russians, ano, tinatadyakan daw nila yung mga tao pumasok dun sa, ano, sa train. Kaya, pag-close nung, babush. Okay, so, bye-bye. Kaya, babush ka. Okay, so, hindi, pero, yun talaga yung term nila, babush ka. Okay? Pero, syempre, sa, ano yan, napaka-ano naman yan, Pastor, no, nosebleed, ano ba yung mga pinagtuturo nyo sa mystery? Meron din naman tayong mystery na alam, di ba? Nanonood ba kayo ng Amaya? Okay, tinatanong nila, ano kaya? Makakalakad ba siya sa tubig? Ha, meron bang sumusubaybay ba dito? Misteryo, paano ba siya magiging punong babaylan? Okay? Ano ba yan? Eh, yung sa 100 Days to Heaven, aabot ba talaga siya sa langit? Si Tita Connie, okay, si Tita Connie is one of our friends, you know, in the ministry. And sabi dito, 100 days, kailangan daw maging mabait siya. Tutulukan niya kaya yung pumatay sa kanya? Ito yung mga misteryo ng mga tao ngayon, ano? How about dun sa series na Pure Love? Sino ba talaga si Isabel Song? Sino ba talaga siya? Ano ba problema niya? Okay, si Suyi, sino ba siya? Okay? Alam nyo, kung hindi kayo nanonood yan, okay lang. Love pa rin kayo ni God. Pero ako, ito lang yung mistero sa akin. Ito talaga, hindi ko talaga na-figure out until pinag-isipan ko, pinag-pray ko, ano ba talaga nauna? Itlog o manok? Sino sa inyo, naniniwala kayo ang nauuna, itlog, taas kamay? Wala. Misteryo sa akin to eh. Sino sa inyo naniniwala kayo, manok ang nauna? Wow! Eh bakit yung iba hindi nagtaas? Ayaw yung sumagot? Okay. Gusto nyo malaman yung sagot? Ito sabi ni Lord eh. Bumalik ka sa, pag may mystery, kailangan bumabalik tayo sa salita ng Diyos. Alam nyo ba sabi sa Genesis? When God created the heavens and the earth, you know, sabi niya, let the birds of the air fill the skies. Hindi niya sinabi, let the eggs, di ba? Wala sa Bible yon. So, ano ang nauuna? Manok. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maraming misteryo. At marami yan, sa mga misteryo niyan, pag nalaman niyo yung sagot, yung iba matutuwa. Yung iba, okay, so what, di ba? Pero merong isang misteryo. dito sa binasa natin, ito pag nalaman nyo, talo nyo pa yung nanalo sa Who Wants to be a Millionaire. Dahil pag nalaman nyo ang misteryo na to, hindi na kayo magiging katulad nung pagpasok nyo dito. Ibang-iba kayo. The mystery of Christ is far greater than any of the mysteries that has ever been, you know, created, written, documented. The mystery of Christ is what we want to talk about today. You see, we are a people who are created with intellect. Ginawa tayo ng Panginoon na marunong mag-isip. Minsan kasi, pag Kristiyano ka na, lahat na lang, by faith yan, by faith, by faith. Didn't you know that the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, it is by faith that we understand that the universe was formed at God's command? To live by faith does not necessarily mean we have to cancel our intellectual capacity. Dahil ang Diyos natin, nag-iisip at gusto niyang ipaunawa in part yung mga kailangan nating maunawaan sa buhay natin ngayon. So kung natatakot kayo magbukas ng Bible, after today, bubuksan niyo na yan. Because there is a mystery that we want to find out. We always like knowing the answers. We're built like that. What's next? What will happen? Many mysteries in our time. And oftentimes, we ask the best questions in life in our extreme experiences. Either sobrang saya mo or sobrang lungkot mo. Kapag ka nasa pain ka, pag nasa struggle ka, if you're suffering, if you're under severe testing and trial and persecution, don't you notice you actually ask the best life questions? Ano ba nangyayari? You actually take a pause and say, is my life really worth it? Am I doing the right thing? Am I loving the people that matter to me? Am I spending this one life that I have properly? And some people might even ask to the point, Lord, totoo ka ba? Do you really care about me? Do you really love me, Lord? Bakit ganito? You know what? There was a man who was in severe suffering. This man used to persecute the church. This man used to murder Christians. His name was Saul, who's now the Apostle Paul. And in one of his trying times, he was in prison and he wrote the church in Ephesus. It says, diba, in verse 1, we read that he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He was a prisoner, not simply, yes, he was in a physical prison, may mga chains, but this person, in his most severe time, he was tried, he was, you know, beaten by rods, you know, bugbug sarado, hinahanap, hinahunting, papatayin, so many times, shipwreck, so many times, nagugutom, naghihirap, if only to fulfill the call of God in his life. And in this time, when he was in prison, you know what? He wasn't complaining. He wasn't arguing with the prison guards. He was there writing. I don't know why Paul would write in such a time. Kung nasa preso ako, ano kaya gagawin ko kung nasa preso ako, naghihirap ako? Siguro, pag nagsulat, magsusulat ba ako? Parang ayaw ko magsulat. Sino naman susulatan ko kung walang tumutulong sa akin? Lalo na kung matagal na, kung alam kong walang makapagpalabas sa akin doon. But this man was writing something. In fact, he wasn't just writing a letter. He was writing an encouragement for the church. Eh, siya na nga yung nasa preso, siya pa yung nang-encourage, ha? Ano problema natin ngayon? Nasaan tayo ngayon? Nakapag-encourage pa ba tayo ng iba? You know what? You know why he was like that? Because he had something that he wanted to make known to the Gentiles, to the people that he was writing to. He had something, and it is called the answer to the mystery of Christ. Kung nasa preso, siguro, pag nagsulat ako, susulat ko na yung pangalan ng mga Ipis 1, Ipis 2, okay, Daga 1, Daga 2. Man, this was something else. What would you think about if you were in prison, persecuted, and to think that you are serving God? And you were not in prison for, you know, a crime. You were not in prison for something, you know, wrong that you do. You didn't break any law. But he was serving God. I tell you, this is worth listening to. Open your Bible right now, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 to 13. Ask yourself, how can a man still be so loving while in that prison? How can a man be so persistent, be so confident, so strong, and yet so sure of what he was doing? The mystery of Christ. He knew something that we need to know. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible teaches us that God wants to reveal his will. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 says that he wants to reveal his will, the mystery of his will. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, it says that this mystery has been made known to Apostle Paul by revelation. Ibig sabihin nito, kahit nabuksan mo yung Bible mo, kung ayaw ni Lord na malaman mo, hindi mo yun maintindihan. Many people have read the Bible, but they don't actually live it out. You know why? Because they have not asked, humbled themselves, properly postured themselves to really listen to God. Some people just open that Bible for scholarly study. That's not what God wants. He wants to have a relationship with us. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4, he says here, in reading this, then you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Sabi nga ni Master Ugwe, tsaka ni Master Shifu, na sinabi din ni Kung Fu Panda, there are no accidents. You are here because God wants you to know the mystery of Christ. You are here not because simply you want to be here or simply just to time in, Lord, I did my obligation. You are here because God is about to change your life forever. You are here. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9 says, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Next slide. And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, there it is again, the fourth time it was mentioned, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. We are blessed today because so many people before Jesus Christ's time and before Paul's time did not know this. They lived, they died, and they did not know this. But even today, as it is written for us, we can read it. Many people still live not knowing this, but you're blessed and you're here to listen to the word of God. The mystery is this. It says there that through the gospel in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6, the mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Three things that the gospel does to us, the good news does to us. It brings about a new identity that we are heirs together, sharers together, and members together. Let's talk about that for a while. What does it mean to be an heir together? Okay, hindi yung hair together, okay? Shampoo commercial na naman yun. Hair together, sila piolo, okay? An heir is somebody, is not simply a child who is born into a royal family or a, you know, with privileges. An heir has to be an adult. He has the full rights of a son or a daughter in the family, has the full privileges. Kung mayaman ang pamilya mo, kung may access ka, kung may lupa ka, kasama ka doon sa mga benefactors. That is what an heir is. But many of us don't understand this, but we are not simply heirs together. The Bible says we are heirs together with Israel. Bakit Israel? Bakit? Kasi hindi tayo mga Jew. Hindi tayo mga Hudyo. We are not Jews. You know that Israel is a real nation today. You know that they are Jews. And I tell you, God chose the Savior to be born in that line. Hindi Pilipino, hindi Kano, hindi Inchek. Pinili niya Hudyo. And we need to understand this because until we accept the fact that our God is a Jew, we will not understand the fullness of this being an heir of Israel. The Bible teaches in the book of Romans that theirs was the covenant promise. Sa kanila yung parting ng Red Sea. Sa mga Jews, yung history nila, hindi lang po ito ano, super book or flying house story. Okay? Totoo po ito. Sa kanila, dumating yung apoy, yung cloud, when Moses met with the Lord and given them the Ten Commandments. It was to the Jews. It was to the people of Israel. Theirs was the blessing and the patriarchs. Theirs was the prophets and the miracles. Sa kanila po yun. And what does this have to do with us? The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, that through Christ, we are no longer foreigners and aliens. Kung nang ibang bansa na po kayo, alam nyo na may mga countries na pag pumila ka dyan, okay, hindi katulad nung sa kabilang pila, may pribileheyo. Okay, mas mabilis yung pila doon. Wala masyadong maraming tanong. Kung pumunta kayo sa Israel, yung immigration doon, ang daming pila. Okay? Tinanong ka dito, parehong tatanong mo doon ka ulit. Paulit-ulit, tas mag-uusap yan yung mga nagtatanong sa immigration. Pare-pareho ba yung sinagot niya doon sa mga tanong natin? Kasi marami kasing terrorist na pumapasok sa Israel. And if you go to, you know, there is a there is a privilege for being in a specific citizenship. Hindi po ba? If you've gone to a commissary and you're not part of the military of that commissary, you don't get the discounts. And here, the Bible says that we are foreigners and aliens. But now, in Christ, we are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Kung naniniwala ka kay Kristo, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you are an heir together with the people of Israel. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Hindi lang kasi tayo mga alien eh. Once we were alienated from God, ibig sabihin malayo. But we are not simply aliens. We were not simply foreigners to God because of our sin. You know what we were? We were enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior. If you still behave in a manner that displeases God, we call it sin. We are enemies with Christ. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "For as often as I have told you before, and now say again, even with many tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ." In verse 19, it says, "Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, their glory is in their shame, their mind is on earthly things." Ito po yung pinipreach natin last week. Kung may kasalanan sa buhay natin, ganyan lang po tayo. Lahat na may kasalanan, dapat mamatay. Yun ang batas ng Diyos. In verse 20, it says, But because of Jesus Christ, bumabaliktad na ngayon. Our citizenship is in heaven. Okay, Filipino citizen ba yung passport mo? No travel to Iraq? Nakasulat, di ba? May passport ba kayo? You don't have any citizenship more powerful than this one. If you believe in Jesus Christ, your citizenship is in heaven. Pag namatay ka, punta ka doon sa gates. Pakita mo yung citizenship mo kay Kristo. Pasok ka. Because you await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bakit importante na maintindihan natin that we are heirs together with Israel? I tell you, if you've been to Israel, this nation is blessed. The Bible, when talks about, if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. I don't know if you even know the history na we were as a nation, one of the nations that voted for Israel to become a nation. Alam nyo ba kung bakit blessed tayo? Kahit na maraming masamang tao sa Pilipinas, kahit maraming skandalo, kahit, you know why we're blessed? It's only by God's grace that this nation is not being torn apart. Because at one point in our history, our nation contributed for Israel to be a political nation recognized in the UN. Our vote was a deciding vote. Wala tayong karapatan maging blessed. Hindi tayo Israel. But by faith in God, we experience the same blessing. Alam ba yung blessing ng Abraham? Diba sabi ni God kay Abraham, "I will bless you." Nag-iisa siya. "I will bless you and I will make your name great. I will bless you and you will be a blessing. And all the nations on earth will be blessed through you." It was through this nation that God decided that all nations of the earth will be blessed. If you haven't been to Israel, you should see, you know, how their agriculture. Desierto doon, ha? Pero pag apak mo sa border ng Israel, dito, ibala na, ano bang country yun? Palestine? Okay? Pag apak, parehong desierto, it's the same piece of land. Pero pag apak mo dito, kita mo yung mga gulay. Kita mo yung mga gulay. Ang lalaki ng prutas. Ang lalaki ng bunga. Mga patatas, kasing laki ng braso ko. Okay, mga squash, yung mga, I mean, this is mga carrots, napaka fruitful po. If you think that is just a figure of language and God promised that I promise you a land flowing with milk and honey, you should go to Israel and see. Not only were they blessed agriculturally, they were blessed with brilliant minds. Hindi nyo ba alam na marami sa Nobel Prize winners sa mundo, mga Jew? Okay, let me give you some example. How about, okay, hindi natin makayan. Nobel, Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, T.S. Eliot, Karl Marx, Nobel Prize winners, Jewish. Okay? Okay, si Albert, parang tinutawa. Hindi po pastor yan, okay? So, okay? Now that I give you a big, good picture, listen to this. Heirs together, ano? Pero ang isang heredero, no, parang yung munting heredero, ang isang heredero, tinatanggap niya lang yung pribileyo pag may namatay, hindi po ba? You know what guarantees you're becoming an heir together with Israel? Somebody died for that. His name is Jesus Christ. He died so that we might be blessed. He was cursed so that we can be blessed. He was the Jew. He became man. He was God. He became man. But he lived again so that you and I can be partakers of being an heir. What does this do to us? You know, if I am an heir of God, if you are an heir of the Savior, of God Almighty, of the King in the heavens, God is bringing us to a place not simply of privileges and honor. He's bringing to a place of dignity. You know, as a people, we have been shamed. Filipinos, pag sinabi Filipino, ang daming mga sinasabi. May mga tao, pag sinabi Filipino, mababa na tingin, listen to me. If you are a Filipino, you have faith in Christ, you are an heir together with Israel, there is dignity and honor in your life. You no longer welcome visitors and say, nako, ito lang po yung bahay namin, pasensya na po, ito lang mahanda namin, listen to me. What we have by the grace of God. We do not go and share this blessing and say, this is the only thing that my God can afford. What can your God afford? Maybe you're not asking as if you're not an heir. How do you talk to your God? We'll get to that. Number two, members together. Okay, mga miyembro tayo ng isang body. Diba? Pagpunta ka sa mga clubs, diba? No membership, no entry. No membership, no ID, no entry. No benefits. Diba? But the truth is, if when we were in sin, we were cut off. That's what it is. You know, sa Bible, paulit-ulit yan. If they don't obey this in the law, you're cut off. If they do this, you adulterer, you cut off. If he doesn't repent, cut him off. I don't know if you've experienced being cut off. But the closest thing I've experienced to being cut off was between, you know, when I stood up for my faith in the face of my dad, whom I love. I was single. I was a student. And I stood up for my faith. Sabi ng daddy ko, anak, bakit hindi mo na ako mahal? Bakit tinalikuran mo yung relihiyon ko, yung paniniwala ko? Sabi ko pa, hindi ko tinalikuran relihiyon mo. Alam ng Diyos, mahal kita. Nire-respeto kita. I was in my room, in my dormitory. My dad was in Australia. He was phoning me overseas. We talked for 40 minutes. And I was crying on the phone. And I was telling him, bakit pa? Gusto mo ba magkatulad ako ng mga kabarikada ko? Sisimba kami? Tapos, pero kung ano-ano lang ginagawa namin sa'yo, nagmimiron. Tapos ano, bumabanat kami ng mga kung ano-ano mga tinitira namin, mga drugs, mga kung ano-anong kalokohan. Nanuloko kami mga babae. Pero linggo-linggo kami nagsisimba. Hindi ako nababago doon, tay. You know, I was talking with a loud voice, not thinking yung mga dormmates ko naririnig pala nila. So yung mga nagsusugal, paglabas ko, di magamagay mo ako. Nakahinto sila. Nandun pa yung mga bote, mga sigarilyo. Topless lahat. You know what? I was cut off for my faith. Cut off meaning wala akong allowance. Buti na lang scholar ako. Pero nung nawala na yung scholarship ko, saan na ako? Sabi ko, God, kahit magpala-pala ako dyan sa tabi. Caution, hard men, hardworking, ano yun? May hardworking, mga ganun, hard work. Basta huwag mo lang ako iwan, Lord. Buhay ako. What it means to be cut off. It's painful. Maybe you grew up in a family, you did not feel the love. You're cut off. Maybe they're present. Pero wala yung tatay nyo, yung nanay nyo, kapag kailangan nyo sila. Wala yung mga kapatid nyo, kapag kailangan nyo sila. That is being cut off. And because of our sin, we are cut off from God. But because of Jesus Christ, let me tell you, you are no longer cut off. You are members of the body of Christ. You are not simply, you know, kasi parang kung may puno, ito yung puno ng Diyos, hindi ka lang isang branch na nalaglag pag na-cut off. Alam mong ginawa ni God, nung naligtas ka ng Panginoon, nung namatay si Kristo sa krus, at naniwala ka dun sa muli niyang pagkabuhay, alam mong ginawa ni God, pinulot niya yung tangkay na yon at hindi niya lang sinabing hawakan ka dun tangkay. Alam mong ginawa, binalik niya dun sa puno. You were adopted, you were grafted in. That's what it is. Full rights, parang walang nangyari. You have not simply been picked up, you were made to belong in the body of Christ. You are no longer orphans. If you feel that you've been orphaned all your life, I tell you, God is the father to the fatherless. Kung hindi naging mabuti ang magulang ninyo, God knows that. If you're in a place right now, nobody's listening to you, you feel like nobody can understand you, God understands you. I was very young when I said, Lord, kulang nanonood ng laro ko, Lord. Lord, big deal sa akin to eh. Atleta, wala na naman sila, Lord. Kasi malayo eh. Mahirap kami. I had to take the scholarship. I was MVP in UP in the non-varsitarian league of soccer. And you know what? I was playing a championship game. We were to be awarded Mythical 7. That championship game, I could not focus. We won. I was given the medal. I could not celebrate it. You know why? Because I had nobody. But I asked the Lord, sabi ko, God, kung totoo ka, paramdam mo. Gusto ko ngayon, yakapin mo ko. And I tell you, I was sitting in front of our dormitory in UP. May dalawang tao, isang malaking lalaki, isang cute na girl. Niyakap nila ako. Nobody knew what I prayed, but they embraced me by the side of the street. You know what? God is real. His body is real. If you are part of this church and you don't express the love, are you really a member of this body? The Bible says there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I have friends who treat me dinner and stuff. Talo pa nila yung pamilya ko eh. Kung makapag-pray sila, parang magkadugo kami. If you don't have anyone like that, I tell you, this is God's church. You're welcome here. Silver and gold, we do not have. But what we have, we give to you. Keep coming to our service. We'll share the word to you. Keep coming to our prayer meetings. We'll pray for you. We'll stand with you. We'll believe with you. This morning, there was a couple. His name is Mike and Myla. And Pastor Mark was talking about, you know, these people, they just walk in. Tapos, hindi nila alam kung ano ba to? They were in a prayer meeting. Kailangan bang may bayad ba dyan? Pumasok dyan sa prayer meeting, ganyan. Tapos natalong nila yung guard. Tapos, hindi, libre po to. Just come in, ganyan. So, hindi sila pumasok ng prayer meeting. But on a Sunday, they went. And the discussion goes like this. You know, they were talking this morning. And let's just listen to
March 10.
March 10.
7 p.m.
This is Pastor Mark, Mike, and
Myla. That's Thursday. Then the Sunday na nasumunod. I noticed my husband na medyo aligagana siya, and alam ko late na kami to our Catholic church, and sabi ko, "Ba't ang bagal mo mag-drive?" Sabi niya, "Gusto ko kasi pumunta sa Victory."
All right. Because of that, listen. What do you do right now? Are you part of this church? What's your experience in two statements, two sentences? What is that?
We're born again Christian. We are already Victory Weekend na kami. Now we're training for Victory. Nag-making disciples na kami, and tomorrow we'll be attending the couples retreat.
Let's give God a praise for that. These two people were strangers, and when they heard the word of God, they began to be part of a Victory group. Began to experience the life of God. And now we're going to go out couples retreat with them. You know, you want to know what's missing in our life? Connect yourself to a body. Don't just be church attenders. Be part of the life of God. We are also part of the body of Christ. The Victory is not the only church. We partner with different ministries of the bigger body of Christ, not just in the Philippines, but in the world. Also, we are part of the work of God in the missions, in Afghanistan, in the Kyrgyzstan, in Turkey, in the Middle East. You are part of that. If you are a church giver, listen, if you are an intercessor, if you're praying for the nations, you are just as smart of the part, a part of the what God is doing, because we are part of just one body. And finally, we are sharers together. Heirs together, members together, we are sharers together. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, remember that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, without God in the world. If you're here, your hope is fading, you don't have God, there's an invitation for you. would you share together in the promise of Christ? Because at the time that I was not in Christ, I was living according to the law. I had to fulfill the law to earn the blessing of God, only to find out that I could not. May mga commandments ng Panginoon eh. Pag binasa niyo yun, makakalimutan niyo yung pangalan niyo. Mahirap. Mahirap po ba sumunod sa Panginoon? It is for that reason that Christ came to fulfill the law. Because He was perfect. He was sinless. Hindi mo na ngayon kailangan gawin yung law. Kaya mo ginagawa yung law dahil may pananampalataya ka kay Kristo. Hindi mo na kailangan gawin sa sarili mong lakas. Kaya kung kay Kristo ka, you can partake of the blessing. If you don't obey, there will be no blessing. That was the covenant of law. But the covenant of Christ in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 is this. You who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ paid for your sins. Today, if you're here, there's still sin in your life. You cannot overcome it. Surrender your life to Christ. And He will do a miracle in your life. You surrender your life to Christ. During the difficult times in our lives, we no longer need to be puzzled by all sorts of mysteries and questions. We can already know and understand that the greatest and best mystery ever is this. Remember this. Through the gospel, you are heirs together. We are heirs together. Members together. And sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Would you say that again? Go.
Through the gospel, we are heirs together. Members together. And sharers together
in the promise in Christ Jesus. At the end of this, the way we pray to our God in Ephesians chapter 3. When we pray, iba na tayo. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. It says there, I pray, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. Upang maramdaman nyo, upang malaman nyo, yung lawak, yung lalim, yung haba ng pagmamahal ni Kristo. It says there that you might know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:20 says this, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. How many of you have asked God for things? Lift up your hand. Okay. How many of you have imagined a better life? Lift up your hand. I want to tell you, the Word of God, according to His power that is at work within you, if you are in Christ, if you believe He is the Son of God, that He lived and died for your sins, rose again from the dead, then you are an heir, you are a member, and you are, what was the last? A sharer in the promise. Let me close with the scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. There was a time when I was praying for favor, and naghahanap ako ng ano, ng place kung saan ako magpo-propose. Kaya lang, yung magagandang lugar, exclusive eh. Mga Dakak, yung mga ganun. Actually, wala nga pa masaya papuntang Dakak eh. Tagaytay Highlands, Puerto Galera, Puerto Azul. May nakita akong maganda sa picture, Kyle Labne Bay, sa Cavite. Nakita ko may view. Napakalayo, 3 hours from Manila. Merong mga isla, merong forest reserve. I wanted the favor of God. Lord, kailangan ko makapasok dyan. Hinaharang ako. Di pwede. Nagpray ako, Lord, di ba? Heir? Di ba? Member? Kahit hindi ako member ng Kailabe, Lord, member mo ako, Lord. I pray for favor. Sabi ko, kailangan ko lang ng isang hapon lang. Hindi naman kami kakain, ganyan. Basta gusto ko lang dalhin yung friend ko dito. So, may popopost lang ako. Pumayag! Next na lang na kailangan ko ipag-pray. Kailangan na lang umuo. Diba? Paano kung pumayag nga? Nakapasok nga kami, hindi umuo, diba? So, finally, on the day na magpo-propose ako, nagkasakit. So lahat ng plano ko nasira, yung mga kautsaba ko, yung mga tugtog, yung mga hidden camera, nawala. Alam nyo ba ang ginawa ko? Sabi ko, di ba, binigyan mo na kami ng lugar, gawin na rin natin. Simple na lang, dinala ko yung pamilya ko. Kunwari, family outing. Habang nagsisim yung mga kapatid ko, dinala ko siya sa taas ng isang bundok kung saan tanawa namin yung mga isla. Kumuha ko ng dalawang buko. Lagay ko yung sing-sing sa isang buko. Sabi ko sa kanya, gusto mo? Aba, nung nauhaw na siya, maling buko yung ininuman. So, todo inum ako nung sa akin, ininom ko ba din yung sa kanya? Meron pa, oh. Tapos, nung ano kami, no? Sabi ko, Lord, favor, Lord. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds favor from the Lord. Amen ba mga singles? Amen. Hindi na tayo mga alien. Mga amen na tayo. Amen po ba? Amen. Eto na. Nung nakita niya, ay, sing-sing, oh. Sabi ko, here, where the oceans meet the sky and the sea. May intro pa pala yun. Sabi ko, wala akong lupa. Wala akong mga titulo. But what I have, I wanna share with you. I have a piece of rock. Sweldo ko. Buti nilang di tinapon yung buko dun sa bangin. Hindi, sweldo ko. Here where the ocean meets the sky and the sea, I wanna ask you, will you marry me? Nag-isip. Sabi niya, yes! Sabi ko, God is real! Hallelujah! Woo! I want you to know the riches of Christ is far more than proposals. You know, everything I have only through Christ. Everything that you see in my life when you visit my house, they were gifts there. I have nothing, you know, that is not from the Lord. Today, if you're here, you don't know how to posture yourself before the Lord. Pray like this, knowing that God is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine, because you are a partaker of His promise.